From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. officials say the bodies of several crew members of the USS Fitzgerald have been recovered after the warship collided with a massive merchant vessel off the coast of Japan. Most sailors were asleep in compartments below the water's surface when the collision caused water to rush into their ship. Vice Admiral Joseph Akwan.
So out of concern for the families and the notification process, I will decline to state how many we have found at this time. We owe it to the families and friends of these shipmates and hope you can respect this process.
None of the 20-member crew of the Philippine flag container ship was reported injured. The U.S. Navy has launched an investigation to the cause of the deadly collision. A massive forest fire in central Portugal has killed at least 62 people, with dozens more are reported to have been injured. And the fire that erupted amid an intense heat wave and rainless thunderstorms. Portugal began observing 3 days of national mourning Sunday. Officials say hundreds of firefighters have been dispatched to battle the blaze in a mountainous area about 150 kilometers northeast of Lisbon. Spain and France are sending aircraft to assist in efforts to douse the flames. The European Union is also mounting an emergency assistance campaign. The United States supports a 48-hour ceasefire declared by the Syrian army in southern Syria, but says it will wait to see what happens before judging its effectiveness. The announcement of the ceasefire comes as the United Nations says it wants to start a new round of peace talks next month in Geneva between all sides in Syria. For details on more news, please join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. U.S.-backed Iraqi troops pushed into the last Islamic State stronghold in Mosul on Sunday, launching the final major battle of an 8-month campaign. Iraq has driven the militants from all but a handful of neighborhoods. The extremists are expected to make their last stand in the old city. VOA's Heather Murdoch is in Iraq, and she says many residents are on the move for their own safety.
Since the beginning, there's been over 800,000 people who've left their homes. A lot of people have been going back from camps to homes, but the humanitarian crisis is ongoing outside of the city. I mean, there's just not the resources to take care of all of the people that are displaced at the moment. I mean, there are tents for people to be in, but it's 105 degrees at least almost every single day. That's 40 degrees Celsius around. And people are living in the desert in tents without enough food, without enough water.
VOA's Heather Murdoch. London police are saying at least 58 people were probably killed in the fire, a figure that includes the 30 who have already been confirmed dead. Nisha Party is a volunteer coordinator trying to help the fire survivors get what they need, including a place to stay.
There was confusion about where they were going to go, how they were going to get there. They didn't have money. What were they going to do the next day? How long were they going to stay at the hotel? And when they got to the hotel, there was no one there to greet them, look after them, make sure they were safe. And the housing team from the council left here in the evening, and we didn't really have anyone to talk to. They need to start communicating and talking to the community about what is going on, what they're doing, and to be honest with them if they don't have information or they don't know, but to just be a presence out there.
Survivors of the building claim the fatal fire is due to a lack of maintenance to the tower. United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, Filippo Grandi, says the refugee and internally displaced people situation in South Sudan needs to be addressed urgently.
There was confusion about...
According to the High Commissioner, around 1.9 displaced people are in need of assistance. Grandi will head to the Uganda Solidarity Summit on Refugees, where he will appeal for more aid for the South Sudanese. French voters are casting their ballots today in the final round of parliamentary elections. Political analysts say voters are likely to hand France's new centrist president, Emmanuel Macron, and his Republic on the Move party a resounding victory, likely winning more than 400 seats in the 577-seat National Assembly. This would be rather enable Macron to push through his promised reforms of France's strict labor laws and its ailing social security system. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.